just about 12:30 in the afternoon. You're listening to KUOW Seattle. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Hey, if you're in Ballard, Beacon Hill in the Central District or West Seattle, listen up. You may soon have more options for your internet service. That's because CenturyLink announced this morning it will soon provide high-speed internet service to single-family homes in those four neighborhoods. In some cases, 100 times faster than what we currently have with Comcast. And people are already rushing to sign up.
So it's CenturyLink.com/fiber. And let me tell you something. The website is crashing. I just talked to CenturyLink, and that website's crashing because it's so popular.
That's Bill Schreier, former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. He attended the CenturyLink announcement at City Hall. Bill told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel why Century's plan for gigabit internet is getting so much attention.
Gigabit means a billion bits per second, or a billion little pieces of information. A typical internet connection, even a fast one, is about 10 million, so it's at least 100 times faster. Gigabit internet is a big deal, but up until this time, the only real provider of that on any wide scale was Google. CenturyLink today is announcing that they are also going to be a provider of gigabit internet, not just in Seattle, but in at least a dozen cities nationwide.
CenturyLink is basically a phone company, though. So why is CenturyLink getting into the internet business?
Well, frankly, they're losing their lunch on the phone business. Historically, the phone companies have had copper wires and telephones in every home and business in the United States. But those phone companies are now losing market share. People are getting rid of their wired phones. In some cases, they get rid of their wired phones because they have cell phones, so they don't no longer need a wired phone in their home. In other cases, they're getting bundles from the cable companies, a bundle of cable TV, telephone, and internet service. So CenturyLink is, and other phone companies are rapidly losing share in their phone lines. And frankly, they'll go out of business if they don't have a competitive product.
So, Bill, what is the city of Seattle's involvement with this? Why was this a press conference made with the city?
Well, the city of Seattle enabled this by removing two regulations that had made it hard, not impossible, but hard for CenturyLink to actually build this network. One regulation restricted how boxes, the cabinets go into the street where the fiber optic cable terminates in a neighborhood. Another regulation that they modified in April, the city modified in April, was the size of the boxes that could go on telephone poles or on utility poles. That was increased, not just for CenturyLink, but actually for Comcast or anyone else. And by increasing the size of that, the boxes can now go on poles, which again allows CenturyLink to put fiber deeper into neighborhoods and indeed to individual homes and businesses.
I'm talking with Bill Schreier. He's the former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. And we're talking about CenturyLink's announcement that it made this morning. It'll provide high-speed internet to four Seattle neighborhoods. What will this do for pricing within the city of Seattle now that there's actually competition with Comcast? What does that mean for the cost of internet?
Well, at this point, CenturyLink has said that they'll offer a $79.95 gigabit Ethernet. That's, again, the billion bits per second, although you can get slower speeds, 100 million bits or 40 million bits for less than that. That is really competitive with Comcast, but in the short term, I don't expect a lot of changes from that competition, primarily because they're only building it to tens of thousands of homes where there are 300,000 or more homes and premises in Seattle. As CenturyLink expands its network and it becomes more competitive with the cable companies, I expect that both the cable companies and CenturyLink might be able to lower their prices.
Finally, Bill, you asked in your Crosscut article about this announcement, could Seattle screw this up? So I have to ask, could Seattle screw this up?
Yes. So as exciting as this announcement is, it's gigabit internet. And internet's exciting, but what people mostly care about is cable television. There are more than 180,000 homes that subscribe to cable TV in Seattle. And this announcement has nothing to do with cable TV. But CenturyLink does have a competitive product for cable TV. They have Prism TV that's actually offered in places like Las Vegas, for example. Hopefully, CenturyLink will bring that product, Prism TV, which actually runs on top of their gigabit Ethernet, to Seattle. Then Seattleites will actually have a choice between their existing cable company and their existing Prism and the Prism TV service. However, the city regulates all cable TV service. If the city puts onerous regulations on top of CenturyLink for offering Prism TV, CenturyLink won't offer it here, and therefore Seattleites won't have competition on that important service.
Bill Schreier is former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. He spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. And you can find a link to Bill's article in Crosscut about this announcement's significance at our website, kuow.org. This is The Record.